It was a dream of Louis Schechter that if he built it, they would come. It would be in Ballmer what the famous Roseland Ballroom was in New York, a place where the guys and girls growing up in the 1940s would come to dance cheek to cheek. He dreamed that these couples holding tight and dancing to slow, dreamy music would make the ballroom a Ballmer institution, celebrating in three-quarter time the joys of ballroom dancing. So in 1947, he opened the famous ballroom at 1717 North Charles Street in what had been a bowling alley and where the Charles Theater is today and where Everyman Theaters used to be. And for a while, through the 1950s, the dream unfolded as sweetly as a Guy Lombardo waltz. Every Thursday and Friday night and Sunday afternoons, as many as 600 couples would dance to the in-person renditions by big bands, Sammy Kaye, Billy Butterfield, Tommy Dorsey. It was all happening as Louis Schechter had hoped it would. Then in the mid-1960s, with the revival of jazz across the country, Schechter made a decision to change his format, which led in 1968 to the opening on Sunday afternoons of the Left Bank Jazz Society at the Famous. For years, on Sunday afternoons, the Left Bank entertained with the biggest names in American jazz, Dizzy Gillespie, Duke Ellington, Earl Father Hines. As it turned out, one of the more famous of the jazz musicians was scheduled to play the Famous on the threatening Sunday afternoon of the Baltimore riots, April 7, 1968, when Baltimore City was burning. His bus, loaded with the band and their instruments, arrived at the outskirts of Baltimore City earlier that Sunday morning. But police, blockading all streets leading into Baltimore, stopped the bus and would let them go no further. The band leader explained to police that he and his orchestra were on the way to the Left Bank Jazz Society at the Famous ballroom, and that his name was none other than Count Basie. They let him through.